From the CQ Roll Call Newsroom in Washington, this is CQ Now, your nonpartisan news source for how the inside workings of Congress and the federal government shape the real world.
This is Tom Curry, Congressional Quarterly Writer. I write profiles of members of Congress, and my latest subject is Darren LaHood, who won a special election Thursday to fill Aaron Schock's House seat in Illinois. American politics is very often a family business. We saw that once again Thursday when LaHood, a Republican, won the special election to be the representative from Illinois' 18th congressional district, the same district once represented by his father, Ray LaHood, before he became transportation secretary in President Obama's first term. Illinois' 18th congressional district is the type of rural Midwestern district that Republicans almost always win and then serve for many years. But Aaron Schock, who won the seat in 2008, lasted for only 6 years, resigning last March amid investigations of his office spending and his campaign fundraising. Darren LaHood is a supporter of the rights of gun owners, an opponent of the Supreme Court decision that legalized same-sex marriages, so he's undoubtedly a conservative, but his career and his demeanor suggest that he isn't likely to become one of the House Republicans' ideological crusaders. From all indications, he seems more likely to be an ally of Speaker Boehner rather than an insurgent. Not only is LaHood the son of a former member of Congress, he, like about 80 other members, once served as a congressional staffer. The man for whom Darren LaHood worked was Jerry Lewis, an old-school member of the Appropriations Committee. LaHood knows how the House works, or at least how it used to work, back in the days when it still worked, when, for example, individual appropriations bills were passed and when Republicans and Democrats weren't in a nearly constant state of ideological warfare. LaHood has pledged to stay grounded in his district and not succumb to the Washington, D.C. celebrity culture. His wife and three young sons will remain back in Dunlap, Illinois, population 1,399. To put it another way, LaHood is no Aaron Schock. He will bring his experience to the House as a prosecutor and a state legislator. One final point. Once LaHood is sworn in, the House will be back at its full complement of 435 members, 247 Republicans, 188 Democrats. By the way, the last time there were that many Republican members was in 1931. Thanks for listening. This is Tom Curry for CQ Now.